All right, listen, bitch, this is your wake-up call. You've been playing small for far too long, and it's time to step into the true power and potential that has been inside of you all along. I am your host, Brandon Lynette, Christian mindset coach, best-selling author, and your new personal cheerleader, and this is the Listen, Bitch podcast. We're in season seven, and this is all about unapologetically owning your worth, embracing the bold vision that God has for your life, and shattering every limit that has been holding you back. So if you're ready to get out of your own way, stop second-guessing your dreams, and start living the life that you were born to live, you're in the right place. Every episode, we dive deep into faith, mindset, and the hard truths that are going to help you unlock your next level. No sugarcoating, no bullshit, no excuses, just real talk about stepping into your destiny as a human of purpose and power. It's time to stop playing nice, baby. Get ready to rise up, show up, and make this your year. Let's go. This is Listen, Bitch, where faith meets fierce and you finally start stepping into your true potential. Hello, you guys. I am so excited to, I didn't get stood up today. Okay. I get stood up a lot. I'm just going to be honest. Got stood up this week and I was like, man, should I try guests again? And I'm like, this has to work out for us. So I'm so happy because I have not just one guest. I've got two incredible women here. They are both mamas. They're both, wifeyed up and, they have been social selling for a very long time. Nicole does some, she has a wedding planning business. And then we've got Skylar here, who is also an influencer on TikTok. I linked her stuff in the show notes so you guys can go check out what she's selling on the TikTok shop. Cause I know we all have a cart full of shit, right? Everybody has a cart sitting there waiting. But I'm excited. I just, this is actually like maybe the second time I've talked to these beautiful humans outside of Messenger. We met on a call once when, one of my friends was like, hey, will you try this sticker? And I'm like, okay. Everybody knows I'll try anything once. So I tried this sticker. I thought she was full of shit, literally. And I feel like a lot of you are kind of thinking the same thing about me when I'm saying that we have this incredible product that is going to change people's lives. And I'm not just like doing the dramatic effect. I'm not trying to hype anything up. I'm saying like, literally it has been an answered prayer for my husband who has suffered with a lot of shit, but, I'm going to let other people weigh in on this, the professionals. Okay. They have been with this company for a lot longer than me. So I want to introduce you guys to Skylar and Nicole. Thank you guys so much for coming on.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah. Hi.
Yay. So I don't know who would want to go first, I guess. I do have quite my audience. Definitely. I've got a lot of people that MLM hurt. We've all been through the bullshit. I've met through various companies, a lot of women that I've coached tune in, that were into MLM as well. And that was another hang up for me too, of just like, I'm not going to get into selling something for someone else again. It's exhausting, exhausting. But, I guess like, give us your background, whoever wants to go first on just social selling and kind of what you've seen on this side of this, how important it is to have multiple streams of income. And then how is Super Patch like it for you?
You want to start, Sky?
Yeah, I can start. So I've been in the social selling network marketing side of things since 2012. And I started out pretty typical young mom story, food stamps to being able to build an empire. And it's been really, really amazing. And there's also been hardships, right? I feel like everyone who's been in this space has experienced something. And I also think that people in corporate America and other types of organizations have experienced very similar things because it's just the way people are sometimes. But when I was approached by Nicole about Super Patch, I wasn't in a place where I really wanted to build a business at that point. I was struggling with some really scary health issues that were completely life-changing, life-altering, not anything that I can just, you know, get better from. It's something that's been a really long journey for me. And I told her, I was like, I'm not the one. I know you think I'm the one, but I am not the one. And I really had to just take a step back and just kind of look and scope the whole situation out. And what I found at Super Patch has been kind of an answer to my prayers. I just wanted a place where I could just come and share something that I love with people and not have any golden handcuffs, not feel like I was being controlled. I own my social media. I feel like, you know, I have a product now that works for everyone it is exposed to. I have something that I can share with people, whether they're infants or elderly. I have something that is affecting so many people on such a huge scale, and I've never had my hands on anything like that. And to have the freedom, I guess, to just run my business without feeling like I have all these rules and all these handcuffs and all these things that just make it feel icky, it has been the biggest blessing. So I'm very, very happy with what I'm doing. I also am a TikTok shop affiliate and I love doing that. That's kind of my fun outlet that brings in a little extra money. I've got a kid coming in now. I knew that was going to happen. So yeah, it's been amazing and I really, really love it.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'm so excited. It's so funny to hear Skylar say that, like, I'm not the one. And it was like, I just knew in my heart that I had something that would help her health. And it was strictly really about that. I'm the type of person that if somebody shares something with me and it works, I'm just going to open my mouth about it. I don't care if I make any money on it or not. I will just tell you. Like,
Right.
I'm the one that will find the shirt at TJ Maxx or Ross and be like, "Bitch, I got it for $5." Like, go get it,
Yeah.
right? Like, that's just me. And I'm just like that with everything. I mean, anything and everything. If I love it, I'm going to open my mouth about it. And I knew that the result that I had with the patches myself was so life-changing. I know that sounds like super dramatic, but it really was, that I could see it and I felt very led to just try it. Like, just put it on your body. And it's been like that for me for a few of my closest friends that I really have seen just struggle through some stuff and know that, like, I have something that can help you. Like, if it's kind of like if I was your neighbor, I'd be like, I'm at your house. I'm sticking this on you. Like, we're not even talking about it, right?
Right.
It's been so cool to be able to have a product that I can absolutely know without a doubt it is going to work. Like, it's never been that way for me. Like,
Right.
it's always been like, well, maybe you'll have the same results. Like, look at all these other people. They're having results. Maybe you will too. No, I'm like, listen, 100% of the time, 100% of the people, if you have a skin and you have brain, this will work for you. Like, without a doubt. And that is empowering for me as a business owner to know I have a product that, like, is going to help somebody. That's huge. And then you
Right.
add in like the whole social selling aspect of it and being able to help other people make money. My daughter is 25, my son is 22. She'll be 25 in a few days. And I can remember when they were little, I've always been an entrepreneur. I owned a catering company. I started the catering company because I was paying my nanny more than I was making at my job, and I never saw my kids. Like,
Right.
I was an executive chef, and I'm like, what is this? This is not living. Like,
Right.
I don't see my kids. I pay more than I make. I still can't pay my bills, and I'm gone 85 hours a week. Like, make it make sense. So I started a catering company, and I still didn't have any freedom, but at least my kids were there with me, and no
Right.
one would, yell at me if I wasn't at work because they were sick. They were just at work with me all the time. And a friend of mine approached me about network marketing back then. I was just like, girl, no, like, I'm a business owner.
Right.
I don't have time for that. I'm too good. Which it's laughable now because I'm like, God, do you know what I would have been able to do if I would have had this back then? If I would have just been open-minded to it, I wouldn't have been awake at night wondering, praying, like, how am I going to survive? I'm eating my kids like leftover chicken nuggets for dinner, and so I think about, like, for me now, right? I'm 40, almost seven. I have a 3-year-old and I have the older kids. I have grandbabies. And I just think about little Nicole, back then when I was trying to, like, figure my life out, and like two people were like, Mom, what's for dinner? And I'm like, I don't know. Like, I can barely keep the lights on. And it's so emotional to, like, think about that time. I know so many people deal with that. That's reality today. And just knowing, like, I'm like, hey, I literally have something for you that will work 100% of the time for 100% of the people. And I know that it can help you. Like, I know if you're willing to take a risk and, like, start talking to people about it and put it on people, you can literally impact your family, like, while you're in bed crying at night. You know,
Right.
like I have an alternative way for you to actually make money.
Right.
So it's just, it's huge. It's been such a huge blessing. And I didn't want to do this. Like, I will just say that too. Like you said, Brandon, you know, there's so many people that are hurt. Like I was that way. I was the one that swore off network marketing. I left it back. I don't know. My years get the, like the year
Right.
after
Oh, I know.
COVID, like, why can't I keep that together?
I
Like
know.
2020 through 2025 is a blur. But I stepped out of it and I built another business because I was like, you know what? I can't do it. Like something's
Right.
just ick and I don't want a part of it. And so it really is wild that I'm back here. It's wild that people like Skylar are back here and like people like you are back here because we all have similar stories. We've been hurt. We've been taken advantage of. We have kind of lived in sort of this cultish, sort of weird, like we love you, your family, if you do what we say and you like what we like and you don't, you know, go against the grain. But the minute that you stop and have your own mind and your own thoughts, like, hold on a
Right.
second. You're out of the circle. Like, I'm not about that life. Like
There's so
you
many things that
empower
you're
me.
saying that I'm trying to take notes so I don't forget to say stuff, but there's so many things right now because number one, you're like, this is real life. People struggle. And I think what's really fucked up about social media is that so many people are like the Instagram princess. Like everything's perfect. Nobody really talks about the struggle. They're like food stamps to $1 million. They're not like relatable in any sense. And so I love that you could be real and raw and share your deal. And that's absolutely what my audience is about. Like we don't sugarcoat, we don't bullshit. And I know that this sounds like hype when you're saying that it works for everyone. Because I've been in health and wellness my whole life. So of course you've got thousands of people with weight loss results. And what's the sticker? Well, I watch four people have a tummy tuck and then promote the weight loss products and like so many toxic things like having stomach stapled and then we're pushing a product and our product works for everybody and if it doesn't work for you, you're not doing it right. And it was just so much, it just seeing through all the stuff and it doesn't work for 100% of the people because there's so many different issues in our brains. Okay. Our brains are like the hub for all of this. If you have problems with all of these things, like it's gonna come back to your brain. At the end of the day, it comes back to your brain. But we're gonna get dive into the brain. We're gonna get there. But I just everything that you're saying and the fact that you guys just the full disclaimer, you guys know, I was done with MLM. I think it's incredible. It's kept me home. I still get a paycheck, but to be able to put my name on something and stand behind it, without the bullshit, this is something that will work for everybody. And I'm saying that because my husband is a dick. Like I love him to death, but he is very, everything is bullshit in the world. Okay. Like he does not, if it, he just calls bullshit on everything. This sounds stupid. This isn't gonna work. You know what I mean? Like he's very just like reality based. So when I tell him I have this little sticker that might help with his pain, he was addicted to painkillers, got clean, won't take them again, drank heavily to try to take care of his pain, quit drinking heavily. And so he just, we've done everything. I used to make him weed brownies and he'd be so exhausted from having to be high all the time because it is exhausting. Everything he ever went through. And it just at the end of the day, like his pain just consumed him, no matter what. It's consuming and it hurts our family because he's hurting so much. Like it's palpable, right? Like, and we're just walking on eggshells because dad hurts. He's tired. It sucks. And so there's always, everything I've tried for this. And just for him to have results day one, and he said, this is it. This is it. Go for it. Sign up for the business. Tell people about this. He's got a friend at work that has had cancer and like he's just really messed up. Again, taking copious amounts of pain pills. When he sent me the message, I thought I was lying. I'm like, no human can sustain this high amount of painkillers. Like, how are you alive? He takes one pill now in the morning, one dose of one muscle relaxer thing, and the rest of this is pain patches. So, just you guys, I know it sounds like hype when we're like, this is for everybody and this is great. It sounds like we're still full of shit. No, it's the real deal. So,
Yeah.
Nicole, you got into Super Patch first. Yeah. What was your reaction when they're like, put the sticker on? Because I get it. Everybody in my messenger box is like, yeah, no.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a realist. Like, yeah. I am a realist. And I think when I don't know, when I first heard about it, I was like, that sounds so weird. Like, it just sounds weird. But the person that shared it with me, so I was going through major postpartum depression, and it was weird because it was 6 months after I'd had my daughter. So like everything was great. And then within like a month and a half, I left my other network marketing business. I was a full-time income earner. My husband was a stay-at-home dad. And I think, you know, there was just so much trauma around that. And that sounds dramatic too, but it really was like you lose income, lose friends, lose family. Yeah. Like it's traumatic. And so I went into this really deep, dark place. And, you know, luckily I had a baby that was, you know, little still. So it wasn't like that, but it was hard. It was just hard for me to wake up every day.
Yeah.
And so a friend of mine who I trust so much about anything, like I've messaged her for, you know, health questions for me, my daughter's eczema, like all kinds of stuff. And she is a naturopath and I trust her. Mm-hmm. So when she told me about him, I was like, well, that sounds really weird.
Yeah.
Like woo-hoo, you know, mm-hmm. like that sounds some woo-woo stuff over there. Yeah. You know, I mean, I'm a little woo-woo. I mean, I'm an apple cider vinegar girl, but like this sounded really weird. Mm-hmm. So I said, okay, well, I mean, I'll try it. And so it was just really just taking her word for it. And, but I trusted her and she'd helped me before. And she's like, I've been using him for 2 months. So, I mean, I know she wasn't necessarily using him for what I was using him for, but, her daughter was using them for depression. And so she was like, they work. So I'm like, okay, you know what, at this point in time, like, I don't even recognize myself. I was like me, like a dimmer version of me 24 hours a day. And I'll do anything, you know, to find myself again. So I put it on. And within 3 days, I was like, okay, I don't know how this is working. And I still, I mean, like still some days I'm like, this is the weirdest thing ever. But I mean, it's science, right? Like I can wrap my head around the science part of it and the clinical studies and all of that. But even if you just look at it, like it is weird. But I'm less surprised now because so many people are having results that now I'm so confident, you know, but there was a little bit in time where I was like, oh, I don't know, maybe it'll work, right? Like just try it.
Yeah.
And it did. And so, yeah, I mean, I think when we still, like when we hear people say, this is weird, I can relate. Like I know exactly where they were. It is weird. But my thought process now is like, I think about just me, right? Like if somebody were to have told me what they used, right? And they're like, you know, they got on medication. I didn't have insurance. So how am I going to get to the doctor? You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, how am I going to get to a doctor? How am I going to pay for an insurance? Like, how am I going to pay for a psychologist or psychiatrist to prescribe me medication? Like, that's all money. At the end of the day, it boils down to lack of lack of a doctor, lack of finances. So that's not an option for me. So for somebody to say, I have this and it is $45 the first time you try it, I can come up with $45.
Right.
Like a real simple, I can come up with $45 and shop now. And it comes to my house, like I can try it. And so that's kind of where I started. I was like, you know what, let me just start there because if it works, great. If it doesn't, I can return it and get my money back. And then like, what am I out? You know, I'll go another route. But that was the only route that I could think of. And that wasn't an option for our family.
Right.
I know people are like that too, you know?
I mean, like I said, I'm a brain nerd and the science makes sense, but there's still just that like, what? And I think, you know, people are so, I am very, I'm not a fan of big pharma. I think our health industry is a business and they have monopolized the game. Like they're like, fuck them up, keep them sick. We make money. And, you know, it's kind of survival of the fittest, right? Who's going to be smart enough to realize all the things that are going on. But I think just as a whole society, like we think it's going to be something outside of ourselves that helps us. So the minute you say no ingredients, people are like, what? Cause they need, it's like they think it's not possible. And so how the people that are just really how would you, I guess, market to the people that feel like, well, if there's not an ingredient, it's not for me. There has to be something magic. Like, what is that process? Is it just patch them up and don't think about it? Like, here, try the patch. But the, you know, how do you talk to the skeptics that are like, it's not for me.
Guy, you want to take that one?
I think the fact that we have all of these clinical studies that like basically prove that it's not a placebo effect, that gives people a lot of peace of mind. And even though I hate the FDA, and I know you guys hate the FDA too,
oh yeah,
people like to hear that it's FDA registered. Mm-hmm. And it's been, even though we all don't like the FDA, it's been through years and years and years of this process. My mom actually has been in medical device research and development my entire life, for a very well-known company that creates medical devices. And she's like, you have no idea the extent that you have to go through to get something registered through the FDA. It is such a rigorous, very time-consuming, years and years worth of testing for that to happen. And so I feel like that gives people a sense of safety, and also that it wouldn't be registered, we wouldn't have all of these, you know, double-blind clinical studies if it wasn't something that worked. And that gives people some kind of a cushion to land on, I feel like. So if somebody gets really techie with me and wants all mm-hmm. the technical science and details, I send them the studies. And I can't read those studies. I have no idea what it's talking about. Like, I'm the kind of person that's just like, put it on me and let's see if it works. You know, same. When Nicole told me about this, I was like, I don't know. I've been medically injured, and that's why I'm in the situation I'm in. I actually was diagnosed with a very rare form of diabetes that doctors don't know anything about, and they pretend to know because it's like very similar to type 1, but it also is kind of like a hybrid between type 1 and 2. And I'm so sick of being told, we don't know why this happened to you. We don't know how to fix it. We don't know how to alleviate your symptoms. And so I've always tried to figure out, like, what can I do to fix this? Why isn't my pancreas working? What can I do? Why do I feel so sad all the time? And, you know, when Nicole approached me about it, I felt like I couldn't hear what she was saying. Yeah. I was on the flip side of being that customer. I didn't care about the research. I didn't know what she was saying. I didn't care. I was just in this, my ears were turned off, kind of mm-hmm. like my walls were so high that I verbally could not hear her, or audibly could not hear her. And I remember, like, now she told me there was no ingredients, but when I got the patches, I looked at them and I was like holding them up to a light. And I'm like, mm-hmm. I thought that they were going to just be a transdermal patch, just like, you know, the vitamin patches that you see everywhere. And I was like, I don't want to put this on because I had bad, you know, I had bad reactions.
My heart yeah.
palpitate, and like, there was nothing on it. And it said on the package, nothing on it. And I'm like, this is really weird, but whatever, I'll just give it a try. It's not going to kill me. I've been through whatever, you know, much worse.
Right.
Trying stuff. So when I put the peace patch on, I felt calm, but I didn't really notice that I felt calm until I took it off and until I wasn't wearing it. And then with the pain patch, that was the one that was like, whoa, it was like, I had to go through a layering process of like removing these like layers of just thinking this wasn't going to work. It was just going to be another thing. And I believe in network marketing. I believe in network marketing products. It's so weird how we do this to ourselves. It's like we gaslight ourselves, right? Mm-hmm. So when I tried the pain patch, I have really bad SI joint pain from falling down the stairs when I was pregnant. I broke my tailbone. Huh. And I also was a gymnast. And so I just have all this arthritis in my right hip. And like, I normally have to sit on one butt cheek because like, I can't even stand to sit normal. And so I put it on right on my right hip, and immediately the pain was gone. I was like, this is not happening. This, wow. No, I'm making this up. This is how crazy our brains are. We just make stuff up and believe it, and then it happens.
Right.
Well, then I started using the sleep patch, and I was like, I have to test this somehow to see if this is really actually happening. Because when I put the sleep patch on, my eyes got heavy, and it felt like, I don't know, like it just felt like I felt some weird pressure in my eyes. It wasn't a bad feeling. It wasn't mm-hmm. like a scary feeling. I just felt this drowsiness come over me. And so I called my 8-year-old into the room and I put the sleep patch on him. And I wanted to physically see the brain connect like that. Like, I wanted to see what it did to his eyeballs, because mm-hmm. I knew it did something to mine. And I put it on him and I saw his eyes just like that. And I was like,
wow.
I just threw the patches. I'm like, I, idea what's going on right now, but now I know that I'm not lying. I know that I'm telling myself the truth. And I put one on his brother who hates sleeping and would stay up all night if he could. And of course he was like, I don't want that thing. Cause at that point he knew what it was for. And he fell asleep on the couch. He didn't even make it down to his room. So I knew that we had our hands on something special at that point, but I still was not convinced that this was a business I needed to participate in. I had to get through some life stuff and use that peace pouch every day and try to get myself to a place where I could lead again. Cause I really didn't feel like I am the person I used to be. I didn't feel like I was that girl anymore. I didn't feel like I had it in me. And, you know, Nicole was super patient with me. I feel like we all have to be patient with each other in situations like this, because we all have so much trauma. And like a lot of the trauma, like Nicole said, was MLM related for me. Like I'm talking disrupted my life. I moved across the country to help start a company and they completely financially destroyed me. Damaged my marriage, damaged my friendships, damaged my reputation and my name. I have been through the ringer in this industry. And I know why. I have like perspective now. I know I'm kind of off topic a little bit, but I feel like the people like us that have this like very intense sense of a moral obligation to tell the truth and stand up for things that are wrong and right and speak truth and not just sit back and allow toxic manipulative greed to control us or our businesses, or and we don't fall in line. We are the people that stand up and speak. I feel like we're the ones that have taken the beating, but we're also the ones that get back up. Right. And I wouldn't have been able to get back up if it wasn't for this girl right here, because I was on the floor, face planted. There's no way I'm getting back up. And I am. And I really feel like it's because of having someone who believes in me, like Nicole. And then also having something that has helped me mentally and physically and financially all at once. It's like it's all coming back. So
I love that. Nicole, what is your, like, what are some of the best testimonies that you have from your customers, like for different patches?
Oh my gosh. And I'm so weepy.
I'm sorry that we're making you cry. It's normal. I think it's like your birdie here is like leaving the nest and she's flourishing and doing amazing. And yeah.
It's so crazy. Well, it's, I just needed a community like this. Like it makes my heart so full when I hear talk about that. Cause I'm like, yes, like truth, integrity, like, yes. All the things that like has made us kind of outcasts.
Right.
Like here, it's what we are. It just feels so good. So, gosh, I have so many testimonials. So one of the very first people that I had, it's funny when you're like, this has to be a placebo. One of my very first people that I had put the pain patch on was my friend Courtney. And she's had like severe chronic pain for, I think she said 26 years. And she messaged me the same day, like a couple hours. And she's like, there's no way. Like,
this isn't real.
No way. This is a placebo. And of course, this is still in the beginning when I'm like, I think it is placebo. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know what this is. Let's just try it. And so then she messaged me like 8 hours later. And then she messaged me the next day. And then she messaged me the next day. And she's like, I can't believe it. So, you know, she's been in and like, you know, the things that they do at the pain clinics and like the hospitals, like the pain studies, you know, you have to have certain criteria. You have to be on pain medication. You have to have like certain amount of years. Like, so she's been on, you know, some pretty serious pain meds. And so for her now, you know, I don't even know what her, I don't know what her story is today. Like I need to get caught up. I know it's good. She is off majority, I think, other than just Tylenol. Nice. I mean, that is amazing to me because I know even with those meds, you deal with all the side effects from it, right? You're dealing with your pain, you're dealing with your issue, but then you're dealing with the side effects from a thing that's supposed to help you with your issue. So it's like a whole other thing. And she's had like mold toxicity exposure, like, you know, POTS. I mean, she has a lot of other things. So just knowing that she now wears, like, I think she wears 4 or 5 of the patches to help with all of her different things. And she's not medicated. And I feel like I see a new Courtney. Like she said the other day, she was like, I didn't leave my house for 2 years. No one saw me. She's like, Nicole, when's the last time you see me? I'm like, it's been 2 years. Like she'll say no to come get stuff from me. And so she went live the other day and it was like, I just, to know that like there was just a tiny, like I was just a connector. You know what I mean? It's like, here, make this connection, you try it, you do it. But I mean, we have someone that had late stage Parkinson's. Just got this testimonial like 3 days ago. Late stage Parkinson's. She put the victory patch on. You can see like there's a video before, there's a video after, like night and day difference with the shakes immediately stopping. And we're talking late stage. I mean, I could go on. I could go on. We have like a whole
It gives
testimonial
me the
group,
chills.
and I'm constantly amazed. Everything from, you know, simple min not that they're simple, sometimes they can take you out, right? Like, so menstrual cramps, migraines, right? All the way through, you know, POTS. And I know we can't, you know, claim disease things, but this is like how I remember what they are, right? Like, I have a friend who has fibromyalgia pain, and she's like, these two things, victory and freedom and peace, that's her daily. And she is coming out of a deep grief. She lost her mother. It's probably been about 11 months now, and she was in a deep stage of grief. And seeing her come out of it and not, you know, sleeping all day, and her words, right, is beautiful. And again, it was just because I was like, here, just try it. Like, I literally think I think this is going to help you. So, I mean, there's thousands of testimonials. I hear them every day, and I'm constantly, that's why I know like it was a God thing, because I have a big mouth. So I'm going to tell everybody, right? And that's I think the best way to kind of get this out there. You can heal yourself. You know, a lot of us kind of have been in this mindset that, you know, we have to turn to medication. And you know what? I'm not knocking it. There are some people that they really do need
There's a
that.
time and a place.
Yeah. But I think, you know, I think about my kids. Like, my son's 22, my daughter's 25. Like, back in the day, it was everything the doctor said is law. And now I'm like, no, my 3-year-old, we don't go to well checks. My daughter's well. She does not need a doctor. Like, it's just a totally different mindset. And I think that we're seeing people take their health and have more autonomy to make good decisions for themselves. And this gives them a way without having to have any kind of medical intervention. And I do believe that our brains are so powerful. If we can think our way through anything, why can't we think our way through a change in whatever is ailing us, right? Like, it could happen.
And that's it.
So
That's like the mental, even just like spiritual side of things, but physically, like our brains can be repaired, those connections can be fixed, and disease is your body is not at ease. Like you are not in alignment. And if you start repairing the communication that's been broken, and that's all it is, it's a broken communication. You know, it blows my mind. It's crazy.
Well, it's so cool that you're here. Like, this is what you do. This is what you study and you're fascinated by. And now you're here, and this is like the brain body connector. It's like, it's so it, I'm just telling you, I see God's hands in all of it. Like,
Oh, it's
every
an
day,
answered
I just,
prayer for
I
sure.
see his little hands working, and it's like all these interconnections with people. And you're like, you know what? Like, it's just incredible. It really is. It's so incredible.
And I think anybody that knows about this that's not talking about it is absolutely incredibly selfish, because so many people, it is 1 out of 4 people suffer with chronic pain. That's fucking insane to me. They're just walking around like the most miserable in life. And you can never, I'm all about like step into your potential, stop being a victim, like blah, blah, blah. You can say that all day till you're blue in the face, but anybody that's in pain doesn't hear you. And I feel like that's such a waste, because they have so much that is just getting trapped inside because they can't get outside of what they're struggling with in this moment. So, you know, and it blows. I had a conversation with someone who knew about these, and I was like, what the hell? She's like, well, we just didn't make enough money, so we went somewhere else. And it broke my heart. I'm like, I can't believe you just said that. Like, you have something so incredible. Like, as long as I'm telling people, I don't care if they go buy it. Whoever, just get it in your hands. It isn't, you know, it's not even necessarily about let's make a buck. But listen, bitch, I do have a link in the comments. So if you're gonna buy it today, let's just support the cause, okay? I'm running out of matcha tea. I need to make an order, so go ahead and buy some patches and support my addiction, okay? My mushroom mud addiction. But anyway, it's all of this. It just blows my mind. Skylar, what are your favorite testimonies off the top of your head with your peeps?
Well, I have to start with my son because that's like the most important to me, obviously. My middle child struggles really bad with sensory processing difficulties. He's got ADHD, generalized anxiety disorder. And I mean, you don't really think about the way it affects you long term when you are born with everything feeling so intense. And it was so difficult for me to watch the way he was treated because he couldn't handle being in his own skin for so long. He was born this way. He came out unable to suck on a bottle. He would gag and just sensitive to smells, touch, cold, hot, loud noises, everything. And he cried 24/7. Like, I'm not kidding you. I feel like I didn't sleep for 7 years. He just cried. I look back on videos of him and it's really hard to see that he was so unhappy. Like, he was an unhappy child and no one understood why. I understood him, but I wanted to fix it. That's like our maternal instinct, right? Like, find a way to fix it. So we did all the therapies, physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy, feeding therapy, physical therapy. Nothing was working. He would not eat anything, like ever. It was like the same four things that he would eat all the time. Very habitual, very repetitive. He's not on the autism spectrum, but he has a lot of similarities with the sensory issues that he has and the emotional regulation issues he has. And I've fought for him. I've advocated like a mother for his whole life. And so I actually had to leave for 2 months. I had to leave my family, which is a whole crazy story. But I found a doctor out in Las Vegas who could help treat my condition that I have. And I knew I was gonna have to leave my kids, and I knew he would lose his mind because he does not handle change well. I'm at that school at least once a week advocating for him. I'm, the mom that's making sure the homework's getting done. I'm the mom. Like, you guys get it, you're moms. Like, this is just the way it is. And if you take me out of the equation, what is he gonna do? And it was really difficult because we went through such a horrible state with him when we had moved to Florida. He was so depressed. He was saying things that were scaring me. He's 12 now, but at the time he was 10. And when your 10-year-old saying really scary things to you, it's like, I have to figure out how to fix this. I have to get my kid to be happy. And so I thought, if I remove myself from this equation for 2 months, what is he going to do? I started him on the pace patch and the focus patch in the beginning, 2 weeks before I left. And we saw a very, very drastic difference in him. He started getting good reports home from school. His teachers were like, "Did you put him on medicine?" I'm like, "No, you're not doing medicine. This is not medicine." And I left, and he blossomed into this child that like was unrecognizable to me when I returned. The report cards came back a couple weeks after I got to Vegas, and he had everything above a C. He's never had anything above a C. We celebrate C's for him like we celebrate A's for our daughter. Everything was above a C. He got all of his missing assignments turned in. And normally at the end of the month, it's me, him, and his teacher who lives across the street, trying to bum rush to get these assignments done, all three of us together, because it was just 20 to 40 missing assignments every semester. He got them all done. He got his little brother on the bus every single day. And they came out to see me for Thanksgiving. And he was like 2 inches taller and his clothes didn't fit. And I'm like, this is a win. He never grows. He never grows. So I ordered the Kick It patch because I wanted to add that to the mix. We were kind of playing around with joy and focus and swapping those two out, but definitely peace all the time. And I had heard a podcast from a practitioner on our team who uses these for her neurodivergent clients. And I'm like, I gotta try this Kick It patch. It's supposed to help with emotional regulation, impulsivity issues, repetitive behaviors, all the things. So I put the Kick It patch on him and we were going to Fremont Street to go just walk around. And we got down there and there was a place called Dirty Dogs. And I was like, he's gonna need a plain hot dog. Like, it's just gonna be a plain hot dog. He picks out the dirty dog and I'm like, there's no way you're gonna eat that. Like, this thing is as big as your head. It's covered in cilantro, onions, pulled pork, ground beef, like sour cream, all this stuff he's never been willing to eat. He orders the dirty dog and I watch him devour this like he's on some kind of ASMR like
Oh
YouTube
my
video.
God.
And I start videoing him and he's like, oh. Like he's never eaten in his life. And I'm just sitting there with tears rolling down my face recording this. And I'm like, Corey, do you see this? And he's like, bro, you need to slow down. Your stomach's going to hurt. And he's like, this is so good. And I'm like, look at all the life you haven't got to experience. And it was immediate. Like the same exact day I put that patch on him. And from then on, he's eating me out of house and home. He's coming home and cooking things, like cooking. He never wanted to touch food. I'm just absolutely floored. So that alone was what kind of sent me over the edge of like, okay, I'm all in here. Outside of that, I love that I have something I can give and I get a positive response back every single time. If I sat here and talked about every testimony, I'd be here all night. But there's a lady named Bev on our team, and she actually found this just kind of searching for something. She had tried so many different things to help her. She had long COVID symptoms that were so debilitating to the point where she is a devout Christian, and she was like, I don't want to be here anymore. Like, if God today, I would be okay with it. She couldn't get out of bed. She had these just like very weird, strange neurological issues going on where she was chilling and sweating all the time, very dizzy. Her vision was messed up. It was miserable to the point where she couldn't hang out with her grandkids. She couldn't go to their beach house. She couldn't do anything. And she tried the sleep patch. She found it somehow, and not even through me. She ended up finding it, I think, on like Amazon or something when we used to have people on there doing that. But she had just tried it, and she's like, listen, I've been trying the sleep patch and I'm wearing it 24 hours a day. And I just realized that you're selling these and I want to know if there's other patches. And I'm like, yes, you don't need to be wearing the sleep patch all day because you're going to be tired. And she's like, I'd rather be falling asleep, sitting up than feeling the way I was feeling. I need every single patch. It has completely changed her. She is going down to their beach house. She's got her grandbaby. She's there right now. And ocean with her grandbaby. She is living her best life and she's going around patching people. She has people lined up at her church every Sunday to get patched, like a healing service almost. It's crazy. Nice. And she has the most crazy testimonies coming back from people who are struggling with these debilitating issues. And I feel like, you know, life can be really unfair sometimes. And I've sat in my own self-pity and thought, like, why is this happening to me? I'm a good person. I don't vaccinate my kids. I don't vaccinate myself. Like, how did my body get damaged? And it's so unfair. But when you are somebody who sits in that imprisonment of being in chronic pain 24/7, having neurological issues, feeling like you have to take a shot every single day to stay alive, and you might OD because you're basically playing Russian roulette with your life.
Right.
This is literally imprisonment. And to see people get symptomatic relief and be able to get their quality of life back. There is nothing on this planet that can touch that for me. That is purpose. That is what puts my feet on the floor every morning, regardless of if it's a good day or not. Like, I keep going because of those testimonies.
I'm already signed up, but hearing that, I'm like, I'll sign up again. Then this is incredible. What are your guys' favorite patches? What's your everyday patches?
For me, I am peace, liberty, ignite, and defend every day. I have some like, you know, I had a baby at 43. So I went straight from like new mom hormones to like older lady hormones. So my hormones are all wacky. So I do those. And then peace is just, it's a daily, it's a non-negotiable daily. But it's cool because I realized, like, fun fact, right? Most people are asked the question, like, do I have to wear this forever? So you can actually repair the neural pathways in your brain with these, just depending upon how much damage you have. So I like to test things out every once in a while and just kind of see like where I am. So I'm actually doing this podcast with no peace patch on. And normally, every time I have had to do something like this, I really like, I need that peace patch. So I thought, you know what, let's just kind of like see how it is. Let's just test it. And I mean, I'm a little emotional, right? So it does regulate that. I wouldn't probably be crying, right? But it does like work itself out of a job, which is cool. So I don't wear it as often anymore. But normally peace is a non-negotiable for me every single day. I really do think everybody needs it because the world is just stressed. Like, let's just be honest. The world is stressed. And anything you can do to just kind of take that down a notch is really awesome. It used to be to the point where I would cry over anything and everything. And so now it's just really, really good stories that make me cry when I'm not reading the peace patch.
Perfect. And that's Nora, we're glad to see, because we don't want to be numb, right? We came here for the human experience. So we want to feel those things. But I agree. Like, we've just set everybody up to be so worried about what's next and what should we do. Like, the microwave mentality has screwed us. So we all are just like frantic. Wake up and you're frantic. Like, we have to go do all the things. And it's, girl, take a beat. Yeah. You know, it's not that serious. Life is not that serious. We're here to have a great time and feel some things. What, Skylar, what are your favorites? What's your daily?
So it used to be peace. Now I wear it as needed. My daily is my absolute favorite because I love the way they make me feel, is the boost mixed with the focus. I've got ADHD and it's inattentive, so I don't have a hyperactive piece. I would sleep all day if I could. And probably not wake up until night and go back to sleep. That's just the way I've always been. So definitely the boost and the focus. And it's funny that Nicole mentioned that because I forgot to put mine on today. So I'm over here focused. Like, I'm
you
talking.
Guys just raw dogged the podcast.
I know.
I love it.
I love that. I love that too. I will say I do have defend liberty and 2 freedom patches on my stomach right now because I am dealing with some definitely, I don't have menstrual cramps, but there's something going on. I had endometriosis for a long time and I had a hysterectomy and I'm having some pain the last couple of days. So I don't want to use 10 patches at a time because I want to save them for days that I might need them. But I use them kind of like, I like Nicole, you say this all the time, like a medicine cabinet, like as needed. If I need this today, I'm going to use this today. If I don't have a lot to do, I'm not going to waste a boost patch on it. I want to save it for the days that I need that extra boost of energy or days that I need extra focus. I'll use the focus patch. So, I mean, I've got a huge bag of patches and I just use them as I need them for whatever's to come that day.
Do you guys want to do, can you guys do a rundown? I have it pulled up right now, but just a rundown of like what all we have and what you're looking for. And I think too, it's super important that if you are interested in these, if you are going to check out my link, please send me a message first, because there are certain cocktails that you guys have come up with, like if pain, freedom and liberty, right? From what I understand are probably like the best. I am a patch addict. Okay. I wear like 5 and it's medicine cabinet for sure. But just give us a rundown on what we have and what are they for?
Do you want me to hold one up and then you can?
Yeah. You want me to do it? Okay.
So
this one is cool. This one's victory. We actually have 12 NFL teams that are using this right now. It's we're doing a clinical study, but this one helps athletic performance, stamina, strength. It is also really great for.
Is this why the Lions didn't make it to the Super Bowl? Because they were not patched up. Are they one of the teams or no?
Maybe they were on the placebo. I don't know.
I'm not a Lions fan, but I live in Michigan and everybody was like lost their mind. So just saying, maybe they need to get their agent to get some victory.
Yeah, maybe. Okay, so funny. Yeah. So the other thing that it does is it helps with neuropathy, which is really, I have a lot of people that are using it specifically for that. So that's why I point that one out. It also helps with reducing inflammation, so easier muscle recovery. These you see a lot with like people that are big in the gym, right? Just faster recovery, lowers inflammation, more power, more strength. It helps enhance the heart rate variability. So we also use it if anybody's dealing with any kind of like heart palpitations or something like that. So that's a victory. Which one's next?
We'll hold these 3 up at once because they're a cocktail. I'll talk about the cocktail.
Yeah, you talk about the cocktail. Okay, so peace, that's your stress. It also helps lower cortisol. So if anybody's dealing with high cortisol, that's a great one for that. That one is really just the biggest thing. It helps with stress and any kind of like triggering situations. It just kind of keeps you a lot more calm. And then it helps, the next one, sorry. Yeah, Ignite. This one is cool. So this is one I wear every day. So it number one, first and foremost, it helps you burn more calories. So while you're just chilling, like I've been hanging out here with you guys, I burn like 300 calories. which is great.
Nice.
I'll take it all day long. But that one also, I'm going to read from the list so I don't miss anything. So it enhances your RMR. It helps burn more calories at rest, and it helps reduce your cravings. Like, I'll have people wear this one and they're like, I had to remind myself I had to eat, which is cool. Kick It. This one is awesome. This is one Skylar was talking about as far as like, it's really big in the neurodivergent community with our practitioners. We have one specifically that works with kiddos. And this is a patch that she really just loves. So Kick It helps overcome bad habits and helps to fight cravings. So Kick It and Ignite would be great if you're a snacker, you like sweets, like something like that to help you with that. And then Skylar will tell you about the
Some
cocktail.
of my dailies.
Yeah. Yeah. So a lot of people ask me, like, do you guys have a weight loss patch? And I can just recommend this, but this is the cocktail. So when you're burning calories, you're lowering your cortisol levels and you're fighting off cravings. Didn't Ricky lose like 40, 45 or 40 pounds?
45.
With
Wow.
These three patches. And we had another lady on our team too, Rose, who lost a lot of weight from these patches. So this is just like the best combo for anything weight loss, anything when it has to do with you, you know, wanting to
lower.
So
the
your
weight loss combo, Ignite, Kick It, and Peace.
Yes.
Just to clarify for you guys listening. Perfect.
Yep. And then we'll start with this.
Yeah, Defend. So I actually use I'm not a snacker, like in the sense. So I actually don't use Kick It for my weight loss combo. So the one that we have for hormonal weight loss for like my stage is you add Defend to that mix. So it's Peace, Ignite, Defend. So that's the only difference in those two. If you're, you know, loving that perimenopause, then you got to add Defend in. But Defend is a really great one. We use that for my little one. Right now I'm in Texas and allergies are awful. Like the pollen is literally off the charts. So that's one that I add in when I go outside because it will kick my buzz. My nose is just super runny. So that one helps greater immune support, enhance blood flow. So if you deal with any kind of circulation issues, this one is great. Faster recovery and improved natural healing. So that one is also, we have some really crazy testimonials. If you're allergic to cats, this one will clear up that. My friend, her son brought a cat home and she is like severely allergic. And so she put the Defend on and it stopped it. Also great for if you're traveling, you know, anything you can do to just boost your immunity
support your immune
naturally. Yeah.
System.
So kids travel, like this is the jam. When my daughter gets a runny nose, immediately I'm like,
Right.
put the Defend pack on.
Perfect.
Like it's immediate.
That's also really great for gut health too. I know a lot of us struggle with IBS issues and this patch is like, you know, when you're out and about and you can't, like, you don't want to have to keep stopping and, you know, I'm not going to get into the nasty details there, but Nicole and I both know that this works for that. It will stop that from happening immediately.
Yeah,
Nice.
Liberty. If you so, I have awful food allergies. So Liberty and Defend are my like emergency kit. We were in Disney. I'll just tell you a side story because we're all friends here, right? We were in Disney, and we went to this restaurant, and you know that they're funny at Disney. By the way, they like if you don't tell them you want a food allergy if you don't want your food regulated. Like I'm just gonna say that right now. Like I'm one of those. Like I have a food allergy, but if it's good enough, like I'm okay
It's
for
worth
it to
it.
be bad later. I don't know.
Right.
So I first told them I was like, you know, I have a food allergy, so I had to like beg them to give me the stuff that I am not supposed to eat. So I had the shrimp and grits, and like maybe 10 minutes into our walk back to the car, I'm like, God, Skylar. I'm like, oh my God, I don't know if I'm gonna make it home. Holy crap, what did I do? And so we are like pulling out the Defend and Liberty in the middle of the park at Disney and sticking them on my belly. But I'm telling you, within 5 minutes, it was like my stomach settled. And I was like,
I
okay.
love that.
And we got home and everything was fine. So yeah, those are like your emergency combo if you have food allergies or just weird bathroom issues. Which one's next? All right, Joy. I love Joy. So we've got some really amazing testimonials on Joy for people that struggle with just depression, right?
Yeah.
They just feel really heavy. And I have days where like it's seasonal, maybe like it's just yucky outside, I just feel in some sort of way. And I'll put joy on and it's like the clouds part and I just feel lighter, less heavy. But what it actually does, it says naturally feel joy, positive attitude, happiness, and optimism. We have a really great testimonial from someone that is using Peace and Joy that was struggling with feeling like things were so hard. She just didn't want to be here anymore.
Yeah.
So these patches after a month, she's just like, you guys, you know, and this is not my testimonial. Someone else shared it with her, but I was part of hearing about it. And it just literally had me in tears knowing that this was able to help her get through what she was getting through. And so it's just, it's crazy when you, it's just two patches. Like,
right.
What? Yeah.
And I know I'm new here, but on my understanding, like people that are using joy and peace, like the pain, the freedom and liberty are going to be immediate. And I've witnessed that. Peace and joy, that is something if the connection is really broken, which means like we have gone so far in the default mode network of just like being in the hole of depression, like it's going to take time to show that. So what would be the time frame you would tell people, like if you're going to do peace and joy, like give it, you know, X amount of time to really be able to see the results? Or is it immediate for some people?
I noticed it in 3 days. And so I have a lot of people that notice it quickly. Here's the thing. If like you could have a million things wrong with you, right?
Mm-hmm.
You could have one that is like a level 10 wrong and one that's like a level 3. It's funny. You know, some people will say like, I'm stressed, right? Like, so I'm like, okay, I feel like you need peace, but really what they need is sleep. And so it's just finding, like asking the right questions and just finding out really what they're doing. Cause I feel all kinds of crazy when I haven't slept. I mean, I remember when I had a newborn, I was like, I am stabby. Like, don't talk to me.
Oh, it's the worst. Yeah.
So we just really have to ask those questions. But for the most part, the people that I know feel peace rather quickly and joy the same way. If they don't need peace, then they need joy. If they don't need joy, then they need peace. If they're kind of at that stage where they just feel kind of in the funk, and then, or sleep, like that's really it. And you can cover all bases with these three combos right here, because majority of people struggle with sleep, especially when you're stressed. They go hand in hand. Like when you're stressed out, you're awake at night in bed thinking about all the things that are stressing you out. And so you're not sleeping. Then you get up to go to the bathroom. You can't fall back asleep because you're thinking about all the things that are stressing you out. So this combo right here, we see it like it's, you're done, right? Like it's a home run with those three. So REM's primary focus is for you to sleep, right? Let's see if it says anything else. Better sleep, all the benefits of better sleep. One thing I will say, so we have with the REM, some people will try REM the first night and it actually keeps them awake, right? And so the reason for that is because they have so much trauma that they are not able to sleep. And it's like trying to put them in a deeper sleep. And they're like, I can't go there. Like, right? So that's when we do peace and REM. So if you, I always tell people, if you have some trauma, and it's pretty heavy, you really do need to start with these two or wear REM for 24 hours the first day so that your body kind of has a chance to just kind of cycle through that. And, but this combination right here, if you have a little bit of trauma or a lot of trauma and you wanted to go into a sleep without any kind of like funny business, it just allows everything to kind of settle down so that you can sleep.
Perfect.
What's next? This one's a fun one to talk about. Okay, so this one's Rocket. Let me just read the technical thing. So reclaim energy, better stamina, and more passion. So this was originally designed for our men, right? I have a friend whose husband has been using it. He has low T. He's been on all kinds of pills. And they just really struggled in their sex life. Like they just, it is just a thing. So she tried Rocket on him. And within 7 days, she was messaging me and she was just very happy, let me say. But it's really cool. Like he's been on it for 4 months. And so he went back to have his blood work done and his testosterone is raised.
As backup. Wow.
Yeah. So that's really cool. So there are some women that are using it too. It helps with the intimacy. It also, if you have low T for a woman, that can help you as well. I know I struggle with low T. Most women don't realize that they also need
It's important for
testosterone.
us to have it. Yeah.
So this one works really well for men or women. We have some
The fact
clinical
they named it
studies that are,
Rocket, I'm
I
just like,
know.
wow,
It's
that's
visual,
funny.
right? So yeah, that's Rocket. That's a good one. Lumi is a fun one. So Lumi, let me read you what it says. So it is a radiant and glowing complexion from the inside out using natural biophotonic activation. So essentially, it's light coming out of your inside of your body is essentially how it's working. We've got amazing testimonials for acne, melasma, eczema. I put it on my daughter with eczema, psoriasis, dermatitis. We've got some really great ones on dermatitis. So it's just it's really just more for that glow from the inside out. And Freedom, this one's awesome. So this one is pain. I mean, that's its main primary function. I don't even know if it says anything else. Yeah, non-drowsy, immediate pain relief, 24 hours. This one, you can put this in a couple different places. So I always tell people if you don't know exactly where your pain is coming from, right? Because some people they radiate fibromyalgia, it's going to go top to bottom or a couple places. You can put it closest to the source of pain. But I'm telling you, people have migraines. I had a migraine the other day that almost took me out, and I had it right here on my forehead. And within 10 minutes, I was able to fall asleep. And the alternative was I was going to throw up. So it's very
Right.
happy
Hell
to go to
yeah.
bed because I do not like to throw up. But we have a lot of people too who put it on their belly, and that will help kind of with the radiating pain. But this one's primary focus is pain relief. We have amazing testimonials on everything from chronic pain to, surgeries, take dentists. Like we have people that wear it when they go to the dentist, piece
Where
and
was this for my C-sections, you know? Dang
right.
it.
Yeah, we have some, we have a lot of midwives. And so the midwives will use this and piece for home births
Oh,
just to
wow.
help lower the pain. Yep. So that's a great combination. And we're seeing that a lot in like our midwife community.
Have we done this? Okay.
So, Liberty is our foundational patch. This one is really cool. There's a brain scan on this one that shows like when you put the patch on, it takes your body into a state of homeostasis, which is just balanced, all like your whole body balance, right? Balance organs, balance cells, all of the things. So this was the patch that originally Jay, who is the founder, he created for his mom who had MS. She was given, I think it was 6 months to live, and she just had a really poor quality of life. He'd been seeing tons of specialists about it, and they told him, your mom, I mean, your mom is okay in the sense that like everything else is not is fine, but her brain is not connecting to her body. So she was falling. She was having like a lot of like immobility issues, and there was just nothing that would work. And he's like, well, then why can't we figure out how to make that work?
Brain
Like
connection, yeah.
brain body connection, that's all she needs. So this is his first baby patch. It's 15 years of R&D went into these patches. But this is the start one. This one brings your body to homeostasis. So we always say if you have the ability and you want a faster result, get Liberty as the start and then add in whatever other patch you need. So if you need more sleep, do Liberty and REM. If you need stress-free, peace of mind, Liberty and peace. So coupling those together make it work quickly or quicker. And it just really allows your body to hone in on that one message. And so everything else is kind of calmed down and balance.
I love
It
that.
also helps with inflammation. That's another reason I wear it. So I just have a naturally high gene marker for inflammation. And so that causes pain a lot of times.
Yeah.
Realize that. So when I started using Liberty, Like I would get out of my car before my feet would hurt. And I just thought it was some sort of like thyroid issue or whatever. But it helps with my joint pain. So
Nice.
that one's a great one for inflammation. Let's see what else it says. I may have missed something. More strength and energy, more balance and stability, better range of motion, reduce inflammation, faster recovery, enhance neurofunction and homeostasis.
So that advanced neural function is why we want to pair it with other patches because it's going to make that connection speed up. So that is perfect. I love you guys. Thank you so much for doing this today. Is there anything that either of you want to share with everybody before we say goodbye? First of all, I definitely want to have you guys back on because this is incredible. And the testimonies are going to keep coming, so we'll always have something to share.
Sky, what do you have to
Want
say?
to say that, we don't really think about the way symptoms can make everything worse. I know for my daughter, she just broke her foot. She was sledding, she broke it in four spots. And they told us they wouldn't do surgery until we got her inflammation down. And her foot looked like it was going to bust open because it was so swollen. And that can actually happen. It's called like compartment syndrome or something like that. So I was about to take her to the ER and I put the Liberty and the Freedom patch on her. I came back in an hour and the inflammation was almost gone out of her foot. Imagine what that inflammation could have caused us to have to go through. So
Right.
if you think about a lot of these symptoms that we experience, we treat with medication. Sorry, my dogs are going nuts. We treat with medication. Then you experience more symptoms.
Right.
This is symptomatic relief. And if you can start treating those symptoms in a way that is stopping them from causing other complications, like and something that's a drug-free alternative, no supplements, nothing, no vitamins, no nothing. It can make one hell of an impact on people, and that's what I love so much about these.
Love it. Yeah, I mean, my biggest thing is I love to help people. That's my heart. I love helping people. Whatever it is with it, I don't care. That's just I'm looking at my cup. My husband bought me this cup because this is what he says. He's like, every time I think of you're just helpful. And
Helper.
that's where my heart is. So I just it's important for me for people to have a really good life. Like we think about our life, like it goes so fast. Looking back, I'm almost 47. I look at like all the years I spent in just struggle. A lot of it was struggle as a single mom for many years. And there's just a different way, right? So I would say my things that I would want to share is if you're watching this and you're like, I'm curious, I don't know, try the patches. Like just try the patches, I promise you have spent $45 on less important things
Oh,
and
yeah.
things that don't work. Okay. So just try the patches. That would be a first thing. And then if you're listening and you're like, I don't know, just ask questions. Like I'm a big question asker. And then you get to a point where it's either a yes or it's a no. Either you want to share them, you want to try them, like whatever it is. But I really do think that what we're doing here, like this is the future of wellness. I know that without a doubt. And if you're listening to this and you're like, okay, I want to be a part of it, just go message Brandon. Like, let's just go get started, get out there, share the message. You're gonna be able to help a lot of people. And that's what I've seen. Like we have over 9,000 people in our customer testimonial group. That's 9,000 people. My friend Ricky, who's the one that introduced it to me, she just celebrated her 1 year anniversary here. 9,000 people have been impacted because she said, yeah, I'll try it, right? Like that's kind of crazy.
That's a big deal.
So yeah, just if you love to help people, then this is something for you.
Perfect. I appreciate you ladies so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your time. Thank you for always answering my questions too. So you guys, if I don't know it, these are the ladies that I go to and they've tolerated me thus far. We're going to keep it going. So it's fabulous. I'm excited. I went ahead and said yes to this. And so links are in the bio, but do make sure you talk to me so we can make sure you're getting on the right cocktail. Okay. So that's a wrap for today's episode. If you're feeling fired up and ready to take your life to the next level, don't keep it to yourself. Share this episode with someone who needs to hear it. And I would love to hear your thoughts. So take a quick moment to leave a review and let me know how the episode hit you. Your feedback helps me reach more badass people like you. Let's keep the movement growing. Remember, you were created for greatness. Keep stepping into your power, and I'll catch you on the next one. Until then, go be a badass because the world needs a full version of you. All right, everybody. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.